Turning to the Cardio Newsline here at 6:37, while as the Colonial Pipeline Company is dealing with a ransomware attack that shut down their ability to transport 2.5 million barrels of gas and jet fuel across the East Coast, we're reminded of just how vulnerable our cybersecurity infrastructure is. Joining us on the Cardio Newsline, ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett, saying how ransomware is now becoming more a cyber weapon of mass destruction.
And Andrew, think about it this way, that if, and as you well know, everything's connected to the internet, water systems, power grids, obviously companies like Colonial Pipeline. We cannot function, governments can't function, police departments can't function without computers and the systems and their ability to collect data, hold data, protect data, is everywhere. And, you know, the level of cybersecurity from one company to the next, from one agency to the next, is going to be vastly different. You know, there are standard cybersecurity things like having backup systems, but, you know, unless you're probably parts of the federal government, you know, that's not mandatory, and that becomes a problem. I'm not suggesting it needs to be mandatory, but it certainly makes it easy for the hackers.
And we don't know at this point how the hackers, I guess, gained entry, right? We don't know if it was an email with a corrupted link or whether it was a weakness in some sort of vendor account or something like that. We don't know that entry point, correct?
No, and those are two ways to get in. Sometimes hackers who are really good can just poke around and literally look at vulnerabilities in a company's servers and figure out ways to get in. But yes, the simplest, the fastest, and my guess is the vast majority of these intrusions occur through corrupt attachments, because the hackers have really gotten good to mimic even people in your own company or agency. So you're thinking you get an email from looks like it's from the, you know, the vice president or the principal or whoever it might be in your system, and so you may not even think about it. You just go ahead and click on the attachment. Then it goes into the system, and then it can get into the server. And if you add to that, obviously, the amount of remote work that's been going on in the last year, it creates all these other potential vulnerabilities when people are working off-site.
Exactly. You know, it is such a commonplace thing now to have to deal with that. But yeah, as you mentioned, just one simple email attachment gone wrong. And we've even heard reports now that these weren't even the world's best hackers targeting the Colonial Pipeline Company. Some reports saying that maybe even an eighth grader could have done what they did on this hack.
Well, maybe. I mean, if that's true, it certainly is a glaring example of a company of size that had poor cybersecurity. I mean, I have read that they were even cited maybe a couple years ago about their lack of security. Did they do anything about that? I have no idea. Clearly, the vulnerabilities were still there. And these guys, these hackers saw an opportunity. And I will tell you, Andrew, it will also embolden them, because did they get paid in this one? I don't know. If you asked me to guess, they probably did, but I don't know that. And that's the key here. The key is you're going to pay it if you don't have a backup system, because you won't get your data back. I mean, they literally encrypt every file in your system. I mean, you're totally locked out.
Mm. And in the meantime, like you said, this does the publicity, it seems like, will embolden those bad actors, if not more, to come out of the woodwork, because, you know, you hear about, you know, the damage, the impact, the fallout, and they feel like they have a real weapon.
So, right, you're dealing, it looks like, with this crowd, these bad actors, that it's all about money. But, I mean, think about the SolarWinds hack a few months ago that the Russians apparently pulled off, that basically stole data from 18,000 different agencies. I mean, this just goes on and on and on, way beyond just criminals, to to state actors that are stealing stuff every day from some government agency or somebody that does work for a sensitive or classified or secure agency. This is a problem that's going to continue to get bigger and bigger. And as we add more satellites to the sky, it's even going to get unbelievably bigger.
And you can't put the genie back in the bottle. We can't go back to paper and pens, I don't think, anytime soon, and carbon copies. Okay. All right. Well, Brad Garrett, ABC News crime and terrorism analyst, talking about how this latest ransomware attack on Colonial Pipeline has really seemed to shed light on how cyber attacks can become weapons of mass destruction. Brad, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care, Shannon.
You too.